Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, When You Are Engulfed in Flames is a 2008 essay collection by David Sedaris, one of the best-known contemporary humorists writing in the personal essay form. Rather than building a single narrative, the book gathers separate pieces that turn ordinary situations into observations about awkwardness, mortality, addiction, family life, and social behavior. Sedaris uses dry wit, precise self-deprecation, and a sharply angled view of daily life to make seemingly trivial incidents feel revealing. The collection includes essays set in domestic routines, travel, and eccentric encounters, but it is especially associated with his account of going to Tokyo in an effort to quit smoking. The book works both as entertainment and as a study of how humor can expose anxiety, vanity, and human inconsistency without losing warmth or intelligence. It is characteristic of Sedaris's wider body of work in that it combines comic distance with emotional recognition, making it appealing to readers who want essays that are funny, observant, and more thoughtful than simple joke writing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Sedaris turns ordinary incidents into comic argument. A major strength of the collection is the way Sedaris starts with mundane problems and then lets his mind move outward through association, irritation, and memory. A missing cup of coffee, a lozenge on an airplane, or a nuisance in the house becomes the starting point for a larger comedic structure. The humor does not depend only on punchlines. It comes from the way he notices details most people would ignore and then connects them in unexpected ways. This technique gives the essays momentum, because each anecdote becomes a miniature argument about how absurd normal life can be. The result is a style that feels both casual and highly controlled. Readers see not only the event itself, but also the narrator's exaggerated reactions, which create a tension between the smallness of the trigger and the scale of their response. That mismatch is one of Sedaris's most reliable comic tools, and it helps explain why the essays remain engaging even when they begin with situations that seem trivial. Secondly, a humor style built on deadpan precision and self-exposure. Sedaris is known for a deadpan voice that makes extreme or embarrassing material feel controlled rather than chaotic. In this collection, that voice matters because many of the stories depend on the narrator exposing his own irrationality, vanity, or discomfort. He often presents himself as someone who is observant but not especially heroic, which allows the humor to come from honesty rather than bravado. The essays are funny partly because he is willing to describe his own habits and failures without softening them into a flattering self-portrait. At the same time, the prose is carefully shaped, so the apparent ease of the narration hides strong craftsmanship. This combination of precision and vulnerability is what gives the book its distinctive tone. Instead of relying on broad satire, Sedaris makes the reader laugh by showing how embarrassment, neurosis, and social awkwardness are common human conditions. The style therefore creates intimacy, as well as comedy readers are invited to recognize themselves in the narrator's flaws, while also enjoying the intelligence with which those flaws are observed. Thirdly, a recurring concern with aging, mortality, and the pressure of time. Although the book is funny, it is not limited to light entertainment. One of its most important underlying concerns is the passage of time, especially as it relates to aging and mortality. Several essays suggest a narrator who is more aware than before of bodily decline, routine, and the limits of self-improvement. The smoking cessation material, in particular, gives the collection a strong symbolic center, because quitting becomes more than a habit change. It becomes a confrontation with dependence, discipline, and the desire to live differently. Sedaris treats these issues without turning solemn, but the humor often sharpens the seriousness rather than canceling it. The effect is that laughter and unease coexist. This is significant, because it distinguishes the book from essay collections that remain purely anecdotal. Sedaris uses comic stories to explore how people age into habits, fears, and compromises, and how difficult it is to alter one's life even when the need for change is obvious. The book's emotional depth comes from this tension between amusement and self-awareness. Fourthly, the collection as a portrait of eccentric social worlds and human behavior. Another important dimension of the book is its interest in social observation. Sedaris does not simply describe events. He studies the behavior of people around him, especially those who seem odd, defensive, or oblivious. Whether he is writing about strangers, neighbors, or service encounters, he pays close attention to the tiny social signals that reveal insecurity, pretension, or longing. This is where the book's humor becomes more than personal anecdote. The essays suggest that people perform themselves constantly, often in ways that are both absurd and recognizable. Sedaris has a gift for making these performances visible without reducing people to caricatures. Even when the subjects are eccentric, he tends to locate something human in them, which is why the comedy feels more humane than cruel. The essays also show how environments shape behavior, from domestic spaces to travel situations to unfamiliar cities. That broader social eye gives the collection range and helps it function as a series of observations about how people actually live, not just how they joke about living. Lastly, why the Tokyo smoking narrative gives the book its structural center. The essay sequence involving Sedaris's trip to Tokyo to quit smoking is one of the book's defining elements because it provides a loose culmination for the collection. It is not a conventional plot in the novelistic sense, but it gives the essay's direction by linking disparate observations to a concrete act of self-change. The choice of Tokyo is important because it places a deeply personal struggle in a setting that is unfamiliar, disciplined, and culturally distinct, which increases the sense of displacement. That displacement works well for Sedaris, whose writing often depends on contrast between internal habits and external surroundings. The smoking storyline also intensifies the book's larger themes of addiction, control, and the repeated failure of willpower. Rather than presenting quitting as a simple success narrative, he treats it as part comic ordeal and part existential challenge. This makes the collection stronger than a set of disconnected funny pieces, because the final movement suggests that comedy can coexist with genuine effort and discomfort. The structure gives the book coherence without forcing it into a rigid form. In conclusion, When You Are Engulfed in Flames is best suited for readers who appreciate essay writing that is both comic and introspective. Anyone drawn to observational humor, memoiristic voice, or personal essays that reveal as much about the narrator as about the world around him will find it rewarding. The book also works well for readers interested in how humor can address subjects that are often difficult to discuss directly, including addiction, aging, self-deception, and social discomfort. What makes it stand out in the essay genre is not only Sedaris's wit, but the way he uses wit to organize reflection rather than avoid it. The collection is less interested in delivering punchlines than in showing how people make meaning from awkward experiences, petty frustrations, and private failures. Compared with more conventional humorous essay books, it offers a stronger balance of style, emotional honesty, and recurring thematic depth. It is a good fit for readers who want essays that are polished, sharply observed, and willing to move from absurdity to genuine insight without changing voices. Its lasting appeal lies in that combination of laughter, self-critique, and humane attention to ordinary life. If you would like to support David Sedaris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.